Yes, free at last, free at last. Years ago, I had a radio show. It was called Innovations in Agriculture. It was out of the Eau Claire, Wisconsin area. At that time, I was a dairy herdsman, and I worked for a lot of dairy farmers. I provide relief, chore, or labor help for them. A big issue at that time was the recombinant bovine growth hormone, or the BGH. Synthetic bovine growth hormone that would be injected into a cow. It was rumored that it was soon to be approved by FDA, and a lot of farmers, a lot of consumers were worried. A lot of farmers wanted to use it, and a lot of farmers didn't want to use it, were worried about how it would affect the saleability, the marketing of their product, the view of the image of dairy products. It's suddenly, their milk's on drugs. And this is a product that's associated with green pastures and meadowlarks singing and pretty red barns and silos and happy calves skipping around the pasture with Big Bessie Moo Cow Mama murmuring and humming for him to not go too far away. Well, it was approved in January of 1993, and there was a big to-hoo about it. And there were rural affairs hearings at the Capitol sessions about labeling. And there were those that, you know, we can't label it, because by labeling we're saying that this is the good milk and the other milk's bad. And we're basically saying that all dairy products are bad. And don't shoot yourself in the foot. And somebody else was like, well, what's wrong with giving those consumers what they want? Those already said, you know, that they would be willing to pay more if they could avoid it. They would view it like an organic product, paying a premium price for something that's not tainted in their mind. And I remember somebody stood up and said, we can't be an island. Wisconsin's not an island. This is going to affect our marketing within the states, and this is going to affect internationally. We can't be this island. Somebody else stood up and said, well, what's wrong with being this island of sanity? What's wrong with giving consumers what they want? What's wrong with upholding the image, the purity of dairy products, milk, the function of motherhood? What's wrong with that? Well, the product, Posilac, RBST, RBGH, was released. It was used. And there was labeling allowed. But there had to be a disclaimer on it that the milk from RBST, RBGH cows was no different from those that were not using it. That was to protect, I guess, those that were using it and wherever that milk was channeled. But there was something disturbing, too, is on the packaging of the product Posilac were these warnings that this would affect a cow's fertility, that this would increase her having multiple births, that this would increase her having retained placenta or afterbirth and possible infections with it, and that this could affect her fertility, and that there would be an increase in mastitis, a mammary infection, an infection in her udder, which would affect the quality and the saleability of milk. So the argument was, well, what good is more milk if it's this poor quality milk that we normally wouldn't sell? And so there were lines drawn, and there were milk pooled into big pools, and there were certain co-ops and creameries that were RBGH facilities, and they would have a farmer-certified RBGH-free. In other words, they'd go out and have John Brown Farmer, Farmer Brown or whoever, Joe Farmer, sign that he was not going to use it, certify on an affidavit, and that was enough for the consumers. They wanted that milk. They wanted those that weren't using it to purchase that milk and to pay a premium price even. Well, here we are, 25 years later, and it's now illegal in Wisconsin to use the RBGH, the Posilac, the RBST. But I remember back at the time, when I had my radio show called Innovations in Agriculture, that it was such a hot topic that the radio station pulled my show, didn't allow it to air because of the content that I was doing, which was making people aware of this saga. It was ongoing. So interesting how time can change things. Sad that it took 25 years, but free at last, Wisconsin dairy products, as of January 2018, are now RBGH free. Amen.